Ready, Stephanie?
I'm ready.
All right. Ask committee will come to order, and this is our second meeting, I believe, of the year. We're going to begin with a continuation. I'll take a roll here. We have present Representative Carl Malone, Representative John.
Carl Malone.
Basketball player.
Carl Malone.
Morgan.
Where my mind is at.
An NBA.
Darn right.
Play basketball.
Let's see, we'll start over and have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Whitaker?
Here.
Representative Green? Representative Morgan?
Here.
Representative Price? Representative Kemplin?
Here.
Co-chairman Coghill?
Here.
Co-chairman Dyson?
Here. All right, we'll begin by continuing the hearing on House Bill 27. Are you ready, Representative Mulder?
With your indulgence, Mr. Co-Chair, could I take the Director of Post-Secondary Ed with me?
Sure.
There are revisions that are a major part. My simple bill certainly got much larger.
So as I remember when we stopped, you had a couple of relatively technical amendments, but indeed took care of a couple of other housekeeping sorts of things.
Right, Mr.
And they've been drafted.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Sections 1, 2, and 3 pertain to the technical corrections, as we discussed earlier, relating to the WAMI program. Really are cleanup, nothing substantive that dealt with mine, my proposal. The gist or the guts of what I was proposing, Mr. Chairman, is encompassed on page 4 in sections 4, 5, and 6, and then the effective date. So, with your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, I will allow Diane Behrens, Director of Post-Secondary Education, to discuss sections 1, 2, and 3, and then we can walk through the last sections as it pertains to what I was putting forward.
Please proceed.
Yes, thank you for the record. Again, my name is Diane Behrens, Executive Director, Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education. The work draft that I think is in front of each of you does make a conforming change to existing statute that authorizes the WAMI Medical Education Program. Section 2 allows for the relocation of that language to the scholarship loans and grants section of the commission statutes in 1443. As you recall from Tuesday, that provision was placed in Wichee Compact statute where it really did not belong. And then in Section 3, that's really the first substantive change that relates to Representative Mulder's bill by providing the regulatory authority that I referenced in earlier testimony.
And then, Mr. Chairman, you'll notice on top of page 4, it is the language that this is the guts of the bill that we had discussed that I can specify in this now. Remember, we had a discussion with Representative Green about the proper terminology, and the drafter has put it in such forms to say that the financial aid support from the state under the Professional Student Exchange Program, that's its official name, at the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education, otherwise known as WICHE. So we've referenced it specifically within 1444040. And then the applicability specifies that it applies to WICHE on or after July 1st, 1999, which is the change of the fiscal year this year. And then the transition regulations for Section 6 simply states that they can adopt regulations in the near term to begin to, once this passes, to begin to make this happen.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Let the record reflect that Representative Bryce has joined us. Any questions from committee members? Anyone else in the audience like to testify? All right. Hearing no further questions, what's the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to testify.
Yeah, Teresa Williams online from Anchorage. Can you hear us, Teresa?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Good. Do you have any comments or questions?
No, I don't. I actually have not seen a committee substitute because our fax machine was jammed. We've had various problems today with power outages and paper jams and so forth. I'm assuming that what you have before you is pretty comparable to the draft I sent to Mike Ford.
Mr. Chairman, Teresa, this is Representative Mulder. That is correct. We took the draft that you submitted to him, and he's put it in bill form.
Thank you.
And we'll make sure that you get a copy, Teresa. And if you have any problems, let us know, and we'll move quickly to rescind our action and take those into account.
Thank you.
What's the wish of the committee?
How about we move it?
Representative Kemplin has suggested that we pass the bill out with individual recommendations.
Yes.
Any objection?
Mr. Chairman, before you pass the bill, you may want to first have a motion to adopt the CS.
Sorry. Thank you. Chair would entertain a motion to adopt the CS.
So made, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Whitaker moves the CS. Any objections? Hearing none, CS is adopted. Mr. Kemplin, Representative Kemplin, would you care to restate your motion?
Mr. Co-Chairman, I move that, I make the motion that we move committee substitute for House Bill number 27 with the individual recommendations of the members of the committee.
Thank you. Any objections? All right, the bill is moved. We will take a brief time out here while we sign the bill and a little shuffling of the troops here.